Congratulations on being voted the top Comedy Central Presents comedian.
Oh, yeah, the stand-up showdown.
Yeah, I guess we put out a, you know, I have a mailing list and just told people to vote every day, and they told their friends, and other people voted and told their friends, and we came out number one.
You beat out some pretty well-known names.
Yeah. Yeah, some people I would consider very good comics. How we did it, I have no idea, but I'll take it, man.
What did you actually win besides from them airing saying, hey, this is the viewer's choice?
That's it. That's all I wanted. They didn't, no gift basket, no card, nothing. But they do play my special every now and again, which is great. So,
planning on doing another one?
I would love to do another one. I think I've got enough material now to do one more, and we just did a showcase in L.A. for the folks at Comedy Central. So if not another special, then, you know, we are also talking about some ideas for a show, something a little different. Well, we're in negotiations right now, let's say. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, I mean, what I did on the Comedy Central special was, what, 3 years ago. So since then, I've got a new album out and, you know, a lot of different songs, so we'll try to get something else on there.
Now tell us about the new CD, Superhero.
Well, it's live. The last CD, A Little Bit Special, was a studio album. This one's all live. We recorded it over 5 different shows around the New York City area, New Jersey, and Long Island, and in Manhattan, and we kind of put the best songs together, or the best versions of the songs together, and made it into one kind of cohesive show. And it's great, because it's got the audience participation and the laughter and a real live feel to it. And my friend who's sitting here, Mark Tyke, who does some duets with me, all those songs made it onto the album as well. So it's a little different from the last one because it's live, but I think we hit our stride with this one.
Do you prefer the live as opposed to your first one, which was just studio recordings?
I think so. I've been getting really good feedback about this album that, you know, you can really feel the live energy, which you don't on a studio album. I mean, you can do things in the studio that obviously you can't do live, like fix mistakes and do things over and, you know, add effects or, you know, little interstitial things we did in between the songs, which is great. But I think for the songs themselves, you get the best idea of what the kind of live show feels like when you hear the new album as opposed to the last one.
Now, the first album, A Little Bit Special, did you have studio musicians or did you have your friends recording in the studio with you?
Yeah, there isn't much music other than my guitar on it. I had a friend of mine play some piano. The guy who helped me produce it put a couple bass lines on a couple songs. And just for fun, we would screw around and throw in some backup vocals and some maybe, you know, a couple percussive things here and there, but we kept it really sparse. It's pretty much just me and a guitar.
What are some of your favorite tracks off the new CD?
I like the opening track, Talk to Me. Well, I don't want to give away what the song's about, but that's one of my favorites. Superhero is great because it started out as just a, you know, cute little kid's song, kind of, and it's turned into this 15-minute magnum opus where I take suggestions for different superheroes from the audience and just kind of run with them and see what happens. So I think that one came out really well, too. Those are probably my two favorites on the album. Oh, and the ones that I do with Tyke are always fun, too. D&D is a great one, and Big Fat Friend is a classic. It's now a classic.